Blog Talk Radio.
It's your boy Cali Mike. We're coming at you with a hot new episode of CMT Firestorm. I'm going to bring you the best, brightest, and boldest in the world of football, both college and professional. You know how we do. And we're going to keep it cracking. We are right in the middle, in the midst of bowl season. It is on and crackerjacking. And right now, I believe the West Virginia Mountaineers are taking on the Hurricanes of Miami. Dade County, baby. You know how we do 305. You heard? Looks like the Canes is handling them. It's 31-14 in the fourth quarter. Looks like Miami's Miami putting on a bit of a show there. You have to wonder, Brad Kaya, 24 of 34, 282 with four touchdowns, zero picks. You got to wonder, you know, it's a game, you know, it's a big stage. This might do something for his draft, you know, who knows? Who knows? Might do something for his draft status. Maybe if he goes out a big enough win, you know, 5-6 touchdowns, who knows? You might think he's ready to make that leap. You never know. I don't know. I think this quarterback's class is going to be fairly weak this year. It's weird because before the season, it started off with a lot of promise, you know, led by Deshaun Watson. And hold on one second, folks. Okay, and we're back. And you know, Deshaun Watson was a big headliner coming in this year. Runner-up for the Heisman last year. He's ended up being a runner-up again this year. He had a pretty good season. It didn't didn't do better than he did last year. Then you had guys like Deshaun Kizer, this Mitch Trubisky character out of North Carolina. A lot of guys started popping up during out the season. You know, Kyle was also a preseason favorite guy, possibly could have been number one. But, you know, like I said, I don't even think that really a lot of it was due to these guys having bad seasons. It's just, you know, there's always a lot of hype before, you know, what to do with drafts. You know, you'll see from the beginning of the season to the end of the season for a draft, you'll see the number one pick possibly change, you know, 30 to 40 times. I've seen guys who, you know, were preseason, you know, number one on everybody's draft list, you know, end up going third or fourth round, you know, easy. I remember the first time it happened that I really noticed, I think it was like a 2006-07, something like that. Alan Branch out of Michigan, the big D tackle. You know, people were thinking he might have been a possible number one, and I think he went, you know, day two. You know, it happens a lot of times. You know, that wasn't because of injury. You know, like I say, some of these guys, you know, like I say, people just, you know, overrate where they need to be. You know, and guys fall off, and you know, you don't get drafted, you know, where you think. I mean, I've seen guys who thought they were going to get drafted in the first two rounds and, you know, end up undrafted. So, you know, it's definitely not a science. You know, you got to wait until the end of the season, see who's still healthy, what the team needs, you know, and then kind of go from there. But, you know, now the season is over. Well, the regular season's over. We're kind of getting a clear picture of how things are going to go. And like I said, it looks like it's going to not be a really quarterback strong class. Going to be a lot of running back talent. At the front end of the class, you're going to have Leonard Fournette, Dalvin Cook, Christian McCaffrey. You know, you kind of got to take your pick. Defense, a lot of pass rushers are going to be available. You know, led by Myles Garrett out of Texas A&M. Possibly number one. You know, he's one of those guys. He, you know, was a preseason number one, and now he's even more a possible number one pick. You got Jonathan Allen out of Alabama, another pass rush guy. Derek Barnett out of Tennessee, another pass rush guy. Malik McDowell from Michigan State. You know, so you're going to, like I said, you're going to have guys all over. There's going to be guys like Leonard Fournette. You're going to kind of wonder where they fall because, like I say, talent-wise, he's worthy of a number one pick. But then when you look at injuries, team needs, and really just the value of the quarterback position, the way it's been going, you really can't say for sure where what spot he's going to be in. Like I said, then you got a guy like Dalvin Cook who, you know, he could end up being the better of the two. You know, he's been more, he doesn't have the physical attributes of a Fournette. But, you know, he'd been, you know, far more productive. And, you know, you're going to have some teams that are going to take a running back. I mean, the Carolina Panthers are going to be down there. You know, the Jets, Jaguars. You know, I could definitely see the Jaguars. I mean, I don't know what they're going to do. You know, they got a decision to make about Blake Bortles. I think it's safe to say that T.J. Yeldon is not going to be the answer at running back. So that's another, you know, position they need to look at. Then you got a few teams like the Bears who need help all over. It's going to be interesting, though, because then you're going to also get a team like Tennessee that's going to get a decent pick due to trades. And, you know, they're not that bad of a team. You know, so maybe if they can pick up a DB here, Jalen Tabor, then, you know, with their second pick, maybe get a wide receiver or go both defense. You know, but that offense they got is, you know, looking pretty good. Then you get down to some of the other teams. In the second half, you're going to see guys who, you know, like a tweener type of guy, like a Jabril Peppers. You really don't know where he's going to go. He switched to linebacker in college, but I don't know if he's going to be able to do that in NFL. I think he might have to move back up to safety, which might not be a bad idea. Depending on if he can keep his speed. A lot of guys haven't made the decision of what they're going to do. Like a Dory Jackson out of USC. Then, like I say, you got a guy like Christian McCaffrey. Is he going to be a wide receiver? Is he going to be a running back? Then you got 90 seconds. Dang it. Then you got crap. What can I do? What do I do? Okay, go to episodes. Well, let me start a new episode. Okay, we're going to have to come back. I accidentally hit the wrong time for the show, so we're going to have to come back and restart this in about 15 minutes. Copy. So we will be back. My bad.